Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Thursday, May the 11th of 2017, and you're listening to the KRFY Morning Show. I'm Jack, and that's Jim across the table from
me. Absolutely, and probably our listeners have never heard that much of our intro theme song.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's a pretty good song when you sit and listen to it. We picked it for a reason.
We had a reason why. We're trying to organize groups around the microphone because we've got a very exciting morning show, don't we?
We sure do. Today we have, and I'm going to do my best with the pronunciations here, in the studio right now, Heidi Moore, who you will hear on the flute, Cody Moore and Andrew Lapidot on vocals, and Karin Wiedemeyer on interview, I guess.
And she's from the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's hope we have better harmony. Let's first do the weather and a little talk about this past week. Jack, you're on.
Let's do. I will tell you that the beautiful weather that we have been having, when I was looking off to the west this morning, I noticed that it looks like there's something rolling in. There is a 20% chance of isolated showers today, then scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, about 30% chance of those thunderstorms this afternoon. But the high is 73 degrees, and it feels like all of that in this studio right now.
We need some air.
Tonight, there is a 90% chance of showers with a low down to about 47 degrees Fahrenheit. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 80% chance of showers, high of 53 degrees. Chance of showers tomorrow night as well. Showers likely on Saturday with the 70% chance of showers on Saturday. And a high near 54, so kind of getting back into, about a 20-degree swing of high temperatures there in the next 2 days. And then on Sunday, showers likely again, 60% chance of showers with a high near 54 degrees. So a beautiful week followed by kind of a wet weekend, it looks like.
It's been a great week.
Hasn't it?
On Sunday, put up the portable greenhouse to get our seedlings out in it. And the directions said it was a two-hour project for two people. 5 hours later, we were still working on it. And let me tell you that I have never seen more useless instructions and diagrams that they were minimally related to what we were constructing. So finally we said, let's just put it together. And if it stands, and it's still standing on a Thursday, 4 days later.
Green, like with
plastic. It's made out of plastic. And then you put the plants in there and they just toast right up. I've just brought you last night all the geraniums from the office here down there. I winter geraniums.
Well, how do you win? What does that mean? Okay. Are they in the dark?
No. Some people do put theirs in the dark. I put them into an eastern window, and they continue to stay green and sometimes grow. But whatever growth they have during the winter months, it's weak. And so what I do is when I bring them back home now, I really cut them down, and then they take off. Geraniums can last forever.
Wow. Well, I had no idea.
Yep.
But you don't leave them outside.
No. Yeah, they don't winter at all. But some people in dark, cold basements, that sort of thing. But I did have some winter. You're going to lose some along the way, but what the hey? That's life. So I'm going to go out and get some. We've got excitement this morning, don't we?
We sure do. We have excitement here in the studio. Karin Wiedemeyer, why don't you step up to microphone 3 there and say good morning.
Good morning, Sandpoint. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you are the executive director of the Music Conservatory.
Indeed, I am. Thank you.
For how long have you been the executive director?
Well, we're coming into our 8th year, which is a really wow number now. So we have a little bit of history now.
Yeah, I'll say you do. enjoying the larger space.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are growing into it very quickly, and it's really wonderful.
You are in the, for those who don't know, you're on the corner of 2nd and
Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and on in what used to be the fire department, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Way back when.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Karin is doing a bang-up job. Would you like to introduce The people in the studio, one more time, we ran through it, and give a reason why everyone's here.
So actually, Sunday is a very special day for all moms out there. It's Mother's Day, and we are have put together a very beautiful Mother's Day concert with featuring two boy sopranos, which actually is very rare to have that. So I feel it's something really special to come to. And it features, which I should actually say, it's on Mother's Day at 5 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church. So it will be featuring Cody Moore and Andrew Lapadat. And Heidi Moore, actually, who will be playing the flute, but both Cody and Andrew will be the singers, actually. And they will also play piano pieces, but it's mostly focused on really their singing. They are featuring some extraordinary repertoire. They will be, one of the pieces is The Invisible Flute with by Sanson. They will also be doing a piece by Mendelssohn, I Waited for the Lord, and the Amen from the Stabat Mater from Pergolesi. And some of the pieces you will actually get to hear this morning, two little pieces, and hopefully you enjoy this.
You said it's rather unique. Do you rarely get sopranos?
Well, we do, but for us to be able to develop them, so they are not just a regular voice, but we've been working with them for quite a few years, and for also for them to be wonderful musicians. So that's these two aspects don't always come together, but in this case, they surely do.
So both Cody and Andrew play instruments as well as use their voices.
Yes, they do.
Karen,
I was going to surrender the microphone.
Yes. Well, let's have the young men step to the microphones. And for those of you out there in listening land, you cannot see that Cody is the taller of the two. Mm-hmm. And is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to have to get closer because,
yes.
Perfect.
There we go.
What do you do, Cody, when you're not sopranoing?
I'm not sopranoing? Well, I play the piano.
Okay.
Any hobbies? Are you in school?
I'm homeschooled, actually.
Cool.
I take an online class with math, but yeah, I'm pretty much homeschooled.
How old are you?
12.
Okay.
Do you remember 12, Jack?
I do, I think. I don't vividly remember what it
was. Is it good being 12?
Yeah, I guess.
Excellent, excellent. Mm. And with you is Andrew, and you're not 12, are you?
No.
What are you?
11.
Oh, I can see that you've got a lot of growing to do this year. You know, that to catch up with Cody. What do you do when you're not singing and playing music?
Playing soccer and playing the piano.
Not at the same time.
No.
And I could probably guess from Cody, Cody's mom is here. So your interest in music, it's probably been passed down by generations. How about you, Andrew? Where do you get your love for music?
My mom.
Your mom? Does she play an instrument?
Cello.
A cello. And now, do you play a cello? What's your instrument?
Cello.
Cello?
Piano.
You must have gotten the cello gene.
Yeah. You guys are playing so you'll sing together, and then separately during the concert, you'll separately do a piano piece and a cello piece? Oh, that's going to be cool. No.
Not cello.
Piano. Okay.
So two people on piano? Both doing piano on Sunday?
Yes.
Mm. Excellent, excellent. So, you know, when nobody's around, what do you like to play on the piano? I mean, when nobody's around, let's say at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can't sleep, you get up, and what do you play on the piano?
Well, I've never gotten up at 2 o'clock before, but I guess it's worth a try. I don't know. I like doing the oldies, some of the oldies and stuff that have the same pattern, and sometimes mom will sing that with me when she's here, and I practice the Moonlight Sonata because it I'm working on it, and it's pretty tricky, and I hit a lot of bad notes when people are around and they're like, want to plug their ears sometimes.
But practice.
When you say oldies, I wonder what that means exactly.
I do too. around the 50s and 60s.
Oh yeah.
I was going to say anything before 2000.
Yeah, I think like U2 is considered oldies now.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Madonna, Michael Jackson, Prince.
Those are the real oldies that I think.
How about you, Andrew? Andrew, what do you play? What do you like to play when you're on the piano or cello?
I like to play Paco Bell Cannon on the piano.
Ooh, good choice. Good choice. Thumbs up. Are you excited about the concert on Sunday?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. And this will be at the First Presbyterian Church. Karen, we need to mention where it's located because, you know, when you first said that, I thought of another church here in town. So
I believe it's the address. So it's 417 North 4th Avenue. So it's on the corner of 4th and... Ooh, I shouldn't have said that that way.
It's across from the K2 Inn.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Something like it's south of the K2 Inn.
It's a tree street, right?
Yeah. It's a beautiful red brick building.
We should all take time out from our busy careers and become pizza delivery people.
So we know.
Yeah, pizza delivery people know the area here in town. You know, there's so many areas that I don't know. So once again, this is Two Boy Sopranos in Concert this Sunday, Mother's Day, May 14th, 5 p.m. How long is it going to last?
I think we have repertoire for about 40 to 45 minutes, and then we'll have a little bit of refreshments afterwards. So we'll probably the whole thing about an hour.
Wonderful. So we're going to have a little taste. What will be the first number that the boys will sing? And they'll be back by... Cody's mom, Heidi, who's going to play the flute.
So their first piece is going to be the Alleluia, composers unknown. And here we go. Let's get ready.
Yeah, here. What we'll do is we'll put you right behind the microphones. And yeah, and the flute can just stand in the back. I'm sure we'll pick plenty of that up. And here, let me adjust you real quick.
In the meantime, we're in the studio with Andrew Lapidot and Cody Moore. They're going to be in concert at the Two Boys Soprano this Sunday, May 14th. Come out and support not only these two young men, but also incredible music that the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. So here we go with Alleluia, with Cody and Andrew and Heidi on the flute.
Yeah.
That is incredible. How did you discover that you could sing together, that you you just didn't walk up one day, Cody, to Andrew and say, hey, let's sing. How did you find out that your voices just were perfect?
Through the Music Conservatory.
Through the Music Conservatory. How long have you been singing together?
About 2 to 3 years, I think.
Oh, my goodness. That means like when you were 8 and 9 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy singing with each other? Well, that's a silly question. No, I don't enjoy singing with him at all. Who picks your repertoire? Do you pick your repertoire, your songs, or?
No, Miss Karin does.
It's mainly Miss Karin.
Ah.
But I like it.
Wonderful. And I'd like to ask Karin, what is the difference between working with, I take it, young voices as opposed to, do we dare use the word mature voices?
Well, no, there's a big difference. And certainly it's also different when we are working with boys, boy voices, you know, boy sopranos as such. We have a program for the young classical singer where we really are working on musicianship, repertoire, and some early pieces. But because the vocal folds are not developed, it's a very, very gentle approach because you don't really want to stress the instrument itself. Then once they are 14 and older, then we are looking a little more into development, technique and so forth, aside, of course, from musicianship. So the emphasis shifts when the student is a little older. And for boy voices, really it is, again, it's a very gentle approach and combining musicianship with a good vocal hygiene.
Are Andrew and Cody a good pair?
Yes, and I should say that it was really a wonderful experience to work with them this time, but also they did the Amal and the Night Visitors, and they sang the part of the Amal, which is a children's Christmas opera, and the music is very demanding, and you really do need singers who can handle that repertoire. So they have started early in paying attention to the musicianship, then really helped them being able to handle pretty significant role of singing the Amal in that opera, and they did a fantastic job.
So it's really not just developing the voices, but breathing, and because, you know, I was listening to these young men, and I go, good Lord, I'd be on the floor gasping for air to hold those notes.
For sure. Definitely. That's part of what I would call right now is vocal hygiene, where we're working
on... I was going to ask you about that phrase, you know, like a toothbrush on your vocal cords.
So where we work on proper posture and release and the diaphragmic breathing, but in a very gentle way, because children generally still have that. So we are just nurturing what generally is already there and expanding on it. So it's very non-invasive. It's very gentle.
Hmm. Karin, I have a question that might make the two boys blush. I'm not sure. But what happens if... Are these two boys, they will eventually perhaps not have the same range that they have right now. They won't be able to reach those high notes. Are you prepared for that transition as an instructor?
Well, there are two ways to look at it. If they have the capacity to continue to work on their upper register, which means really building their falsetto voice, they have the potential to become countertenors. Countertenors is a very thought-after voice. And that is something that we will explore as they're maturing. And it can also be a choice. So that's a conversation. Then we go in and say, well, what do you think? You know, because that's a very, very special kind of voice category. If not, otherwise, then we let the voice transition naturally and then adjust the repertoire. And, you know, that, of course... that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, why? I'd like to just. I'm very ignorant about music. In terms of, you said countertenor is very rare, or, but I don't hear like a contra bass or a, you know, other. What's a countertenor as opposed to a tenor?
A countertenor really is a developed falsetto, so they preserve the sopranish or mezzo sopranish quality in their voice. So if you Well, maybe this now sounds like an oldie, but I don't know if you remember the movie Farinelli. Does that ring a bell? That was featured, you know, the training of a countertenor, which is actually a really beautiful movie to watch. And it's really, you develop the falsetto, so you stay in that mezzo or soprano.
You stay in that range.
In that range. And you build it just like you would do with a female voice. Mm-hmm. It gains power and strength as the singer develops physically and their technique develops. And So that's a, it's very own category. You hear it, of course, in England, you hear countertenors, and ever so often also in the United States. It's rare, but it's a very beautiful sound.
Wonderful.
I was just going to say, we have a song queued up by the Beach Boys. Do you know if that, it seems to me that they might qualify as countertenors. I'm not sure. Or some of their songs seem to feature the pretty high register.
Yes. That would be very interesting to explore that about the Beach Boys and to whether they can sing countertenor. We have a lot of singers, also contemporary singers, that are using more of their falsetto voices, also in pop music even. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, people go crazy when they do that because it's sort of an exciting sound. But it's not developed in that very same way that you would do a countertenor. If you hear countertenor, some people would not exactly know if it's a female or a male voice. So even though I can generally tell, but sometimes you can't.
You're here on 88.5 KRFY with Jack and Jim in the Morning Show, and we have with us Karin Wiedemeyer, the executive director at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, and two of her young students, and they are putting on a concert, the two boy sopranos in concert. We have Andrew Lapidot and Cody Moore, and this will be Sunday at May 14th at 5 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, just south of the K2N on 4th Avenue, and it's a Mother's Day concert, and Heidi Moore, Cody's mom, has been here playing the flute for us, and they've already sung one just beautiful, Alleluia. How did you decide when one would go solo? You know, in this, you know, in terms of, I noticed at different points in time during the song, one Cody would go solo or Andrew would go. So how do you make those decisions?
Throughout the repertoire, we look at it's really balancing so that everybody has a chance at starting a piece. We look at the whole repertoire, it's just sort of splitting up per se, who gets to start first.
And they sort of like arm wrestle or something.
we have a little bit of a discussion on this one, but generally I have a recommendation and a good sense of who should go first.
Boy, let me tell you, both voices solo are incredible, but together, just wonderful harmony. What next are they going to do for us?
So, Cody, would you like to announce this piece?
If you insist. I'm going to sing the Suogon, and I don't know the composer.
So actually, this is a Welsh lullaby, and in this version, it is from the Empire of the Sun, that movie. For those of you who have seen that, may be familiar with it.
It's actually, is that a Spielberg movie?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're going to sing an excerpt from it, so which features again the two boys and Heidi, but. It is features mostly right now Andrew.
Excellent. What language was that in?
It was in Welsh.
Welsh. That is absolutely outstanding. That was Andrew and Cody, who will be performing this Sunday. I'd like to have Heidi get to a microphone. She was playing the flute. And I'd like to ask Heidi what it means as a parent with a young musician and singer to have something like the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint here in town and Karin's efforts?
It is a great blessing. When we moved here to Sandpoint from Bonner's Ferry, I was a little concerned because in Bonner's Ferry, I had connections as far as music. Cody was already in a children's choir. So when I came here, I wasn't as familiar with what was going on. And then somebody told me, oh, well, they're starting a music conservatory. It's been going on for a couple of years, so you can try to get connected there. And I did, and I've been blessed ever since. Cody is the youngest of my children, and he's the one who's really stuck with a lot of the musical development. And so Karin goes over and beyond to make arrangements, to just provide opportunities for our children. And so it's an excellent resource.
Okay. And Sunday is Mother's Day. So this is your chance to, on the air, what is it like to have Cody with all of his musical talent and your I take it at home you play with him in terms of you play the flute and he things like that. What's it like? And this is your chance to shine as a mother.
Okay. Well, it's funny. I was just talking to Cody about this yesterday, that I am very blessed to have him who loves music. And there is nobody else that I'd rather do this with, traveling all around, because it is very demanding as far as schedules. And I know Andrew's mom would agree with me. We travel a lot. You know, she commutes here to the conservatory, and I come in, and then we went to Spokane yesterday, and we'll go again for a piano adjudication on Monday. So it's very busy, okay, but very worthwhile at the same time. And so it's very fun. It's very demanding, but worth the effort, wouldn't you say, Cody?
Yes.
Definitely. Wonderful. And Andrew's mother is here. She's sitting in another room because she is microphone shy. And I take it one thing that's very important for both Cody and Andrew is the support of the parents in terms of pursuing their vocal and instrumental careers.
Definitely. Definitely, the parents need to be there and ready to come into town for pop rehearsals or something that may happen last minute. But again, it's very worthwhile.
I have a question for Cody, which is as follows. As I see it, you're pretty much off the hook as far as a Mother's Day present goes because you're doing this. But you have siblings, correct?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
So how are they treating you these days? Are they upset that you're
They think it's cool. I'm actually, well, two of them are out of the house already, and yeah, my older brother, not my oldest brother, but my older brother, I'm playing the piano for him at his spring fling, and he likes that.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't. So. Yeah. They're not.
No.
Bothered that you're.
No, being... and they're all musical too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. No picking on going on right now. No hazing. No. That's good.
Well, other than the brotherly, just, you know, normal.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how that goes. well, very good. Thank you for answering my important question.
Karin's going to take the microphone one more time. You can catch Andrew and Cody in concert, the two boys concert, two boys sopranos in concert at the First Presbyterian Church, 417th North 4th Avenue, this Sunday, Mother's Day, May 14th. It's going to last about an hour. What a wonderful family thing. I think it'd be great to pack the church, not only to support Andrew and Cody, but also to support the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint and the incredible job that they are doing with the talented youth in the area, not just in Sandpoint, but in the region. And, you know, we cannot thank Karin enough for her commitment and dedication. And now she's going to take the microphone after I've sufficiently.
And I appreciate the thank you, but I have to share that really with the many who are involved. And it's very special. First of all, I want to thank everybody in the community who is giving us support. And that makes this happen. I alone could not carry the weight. It takes many pillars to carry the school. We also have a wonderful board. And overall, we have engaged parents and lots of volunteers, which is very important because, for example, we have a Music Matters program, which is an after-school music program with two orchestras and two choirs. We are looking to integrate theater. And that just there, we have volunteers, section leaders, mentorship, interns, and we are building this to really make it a community program, a community effort that everybody owns. And it's beautiful to see the children really flourish under this because it's all about relationship and care for them. And when they feel that we care about them and we invest in them, that's when they take off. And that's part of the mission of the Music Matters after-school program. Very important. So to everyone who is involved, I really want to thank them because I can't do it without you. And then I would like to announce we have another program that is coming up on May 23rd that features our distinguished students who have also gone above and beyond in dedicating their efforts to music. And they will be featured at the Panada. And it really is wonderful to see these children and students and also some adults embrace classical music, even though we also have a jazz ensemble. That's pretty fabulous. So it's a very promising and fun event to see them, what they do. It's at the Panada on May 23rd at 7 p.m.
It's a Tuesday.
Yes, and we look forward to seeing you there and because we all need to be the cheerleaders of these aspiring children.
And we will be mentioning that with our online calendar throughout the next week and a half.
Thank you.
Want to thank everyone for coming in. This has been just a real treat. And I'm volunteering at the Panada for the movie on Sunday afternoon, the Japanese movie. But I hope it gets out in time that I get to run over to the church to hear Andrew and Cody.
Thank you.
You bet. Good luck. And do we say with a concert, break a leg or strain a vocal cord? What's the good luck thing that you say in the world of music?
So actually the only one I know is like that we spit over the artist's shoulder three times.
Like throwing three coins in the Trevi fountain. Yeah. Hop to you.
And okay. Of course, never walk under a ladder.
Well, Andrew and Cody, I hope you spit three times each. That makes a total of six. Thank you so much for coming in and have a great day. And we're gonna do a transition with, we mentioned the Beach Boys. It was on this date in 1964. This is before your time, Andrew, the way you looked at me. 1964, this was released on that date, the single by the Beach Boys called I Get Around.
The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing krfy.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource.
That is I Get Around by the Beach Boys. It was released on May 11th, 1964, and that was the first number one charting song for the group, the Beach Boys.
Well, there you go.
And on the flip side is Don't Worry, Baby. So this is the song that the Beach Boys got to the number one for the first time in their careers, and I don't think it was the last one.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I think California Girls might have gotten up there and that sort of thing. But the Beach Boys, I tell you, you know, having such young talent in the studio, in my next life, Jack, I love music, but I'm totally ignorant about it. You know, what a major, a minor is, if something's in C or B or A. I know nothing about the technical aspect. All I know is that I just love music. And then watching Andrew and Cody, I go, what well, very fortunate to have such supportive parents, but what talent. And for them, I watched them pointing to the notes on the pages and stuff like that as they were singing. Are you sort of ignorant like I am?
You know, I am. I am. Yeah, I don't know. Even though I was in choir for years in high school, I am just as ignorant as you are. And that's why I'm a DJ, because I don't know how to play it myself.
Yeah. Whenever I start singing, people say, oh, gosh, you know, I mean, tone it down. I mean, but I just love music. I like how it makes me feel. I just like to have music everywhere.
Yeah.
And
I never learned how to read it or anything like that. I think maybe I was supposed to, but I never could figure that out.
Let's make a little bit of talk about upcoming events, and then we have another song queued up. Today, that would be May the 11th, the War Memorial Field Replacement Workshop.
Yeah.
The city of Sandpoint hosts its second community workshop to discuss the replacement field options at War Memorial and receive public input. So this is the public's chance to provide input to the replacement field. The workshop will be held from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the city council chambers at Sandpoint City Hall, 1123 Lake Street. City staff and representatives from SPVV Landscape Architects will provide an update on the funding received to date for the project through the local option tax and construction timeline. Field options, including natural, hybrid, artificial, will be discussed. So it's not just, you know, let's throw something down. Public input is requested. So this is your chance to do something, have a voice, rather than when it's down saying, well, why didn't they, or something like that. If you want more information, 208-265-1483. That's the War Memorial Field Replacement Workshop today, 5:30 to 7 at the City Council Chambers on Lake Street.
I wonder if I should go to that. I don't feel that strongly, but I do have an opinion. Everyone does, right? Natural or artificial.
Well, or hybrid.
Ah, the hybrid.
Natural, hybrid, or artificial.
Now, it'd be worth going just to find out more what that is.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's up and coming.
Well, what else do you have over there? You got the 11th.
I've got the 11th. Okay, starting tonight at the Panda Theater, a Japanese film called After the Storm. It's going to be tonight, and then it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. And if you want to find out about the different screening times, you can go to the Sandpoint Movies page or go to panada.org for information. Tonight, the movie's at 7:30, and on the 11th, it's 3:30 and 7:30. And on May 13th, when I'm volunteering... No, that's May 14th. When I'm volunteering Sunday, it's at 3:30. The times are just really at different times. How's that? The times are at different times. Duh. Uh-huh. So check with the Panada Theater. But I saw the trailer to this, and it looks, you know, I think anytime we get a chance to see a movie from another country, another culture, what a treat it is. And this is the Japanese film After the Storm.
Do you, you're going to be volunteering there.
Yes.
Do you pick when you're going to volunteer based on what the movie's going to be, or do you just say, sign me up for May 14th and see what it is?
What very good question, Jack. They have a group of volunteers, and they're always looking for more volunteers. And what you get is an updated list of forthcoming events. And, you know, you figure out when you're going to be in town. So let's say if you're taking off for 3-4 months, that's cool. Just won't be around to volunteer. But they send it out, and then you put down, do you want to work the bar or concessions? And concessions means sell tickets, take tickets, or pop popcorn and do good things like that. So that they're always there. Right now we're through this, and I think a Colossal is coming up with Anne Hathaway. Yeah. And I volunteered for that. When the list comes out, you go, oh, I'm good. That weekend, I'm going to be gone Saturday and Sunday, so I volunteered for Friday. So, you know, it's very flexible. You can drop in, you can drop out. I highly recommend that if anyone is interested in volunteering at the Panda, you know, it's just a wonderful way to give back to the community and to support, I think, one of the, along with the library, I think the Panda Performing Arts Center is so crucial.
Yeah.
And so that's a long answer to a short yes.
Yeah. Well, it is, you're right. They're kind of geographically, they are on opposite sides of town, and they just both pillars of
absolutely.
The cultural community.
They are on opposite sides of the town, but boy, do they provide an umbrella for us.
Yeah. I have some upcoming events here as well. Unless you have anything more to say about that film. You haven't seen it yet, I don't think.
No, only the trailer.
Yeah. I have no idea what it's about. Is it animated or live action?
Live action.
Okay. We've got winery music at the Pondere Winery with Brian Jacobs, who brings an eclectic acoustic sound, folk, rock, and soul, powine.com. For more information about that, this is tomorrow, the 12th, from 5:30 to 8:30. Friday night music on the bridge. The wine bar on the Cedar Street Bridge is open, and live music from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Call 597-6530 for more information about that. Second Fridays with Ron Green. He's from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and joins us every second Friday at McDuff's Beer Hall from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Bright Moments Jazz are playing at Eichardt's tomorrow from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. And my goodness, yeah.
And if that's not enough music choices, at Idaho Poor Authority tomorrow night from 5 to 7, Chris Lynch and Meg Turner, that's at 203 Cedar Street. You can be musicked out.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so now we've added the wine bar to this Friday night sweat stretch. You can start on the Cedar Street Bridge and
do a drink at every place and hear incredible,
you'd run.
Well, Jack, you do the
it's
local
take endurance.
You do the local music scene on Tuesday and Friday nights.
I do.
Can you just talk briefly about the vibrancy and the energy of the local music scene?
It is, yeah. Vibrancy is a good word for it. For what is a relatively small and remote community, we have an incredible music scene. I think that Sandpoint attracts a lot of creative and artistic type of people who land here and pursue any number of arts, including musical arts. I'm constantly amazed at the level of talent that we get here in town, and I'm not sure everyone knows about it, but I do try to play a little music. You can listen to my show at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night and 8 o'clock on Friday night right now.
Well, speaking of shows, I do want to mention that tonight at 9 o'clock, I am going to do a live, the first hour of the KRFY folk music, and I'm going to focus in on folk songs that have biblical references, biblical characters, biblical themes. So, and I'll be playing some music by the old folky, Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, Judy Collins, but maybe some people you're not so familiar with, Dave Van Ronk, Mississippi, John Hurt, Buffy St. Marie. So I've got music lined up. The Bible.
Okay.
Should we take a music break and then come back?
Let's do.
Okay, this song that was the number one song 50 years ago on this date, May 11th, and it's a crucial song, and I'll tell you why it is after we listen to, but it's the Supremes. The song is The Happening.
The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing krfy.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource.
The Supremes with The Happening, that was the number one song on May 11th, 1967. It was written as a theme song for a Columbia movie called The Happening, which was a total flop.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
But what's interesting is between this song and the next number one single by the Supremes, Reflections, the name changes from The Supremes to Diana Ross and the Supremes. Hey, look at me. I'm fabulous.
Yeah.
And also, there was a personnel change. Florence Ballard was replaced by Cindy Birdsong from Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells.
Huh.
So one of the backup singers for Diana Ross left, Florence Ballard, and you have Cindy Birdsong coming on.
Well, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Interesting.
Yes. And then she becomes Diana Ross.
Right. Yeah. Sort of the, not, I guess you
natural
can't say the
progression. Yeah. Natural progression. You know, it was Big Brother Holding Company, Janis Joplin and the Big Brother Holding Company, and then Janis Joplin.
Right. I've got a few more a few more events here on my community calendar, including the Sandpoint Contra Dance, which someday I will go to. Starts at 7 p.m. in Sandpoint Community Hall. This is tomorrow, Friday, May the 12th. All dances are taught and called with live music. Bring clean shoes and a water bottle. Arrive early, and if you're a beginner, especially, arrive early because new dancers are encouraged to get there on time so they can learn the steps.
That would help. That would help.
That would help, yes. There's a... There is a computer class on the at the Sandpoint Library this Saturday. I betcha Mike Bauer is going to be involved in that.
Mike is our volunteer. 70s and 80s guy.
Yeah.
Yay, Mike.
Starts at 8:15 a.m. this Saturday. Subjects rotate each week. Computer basics, basic internet, digital library, basic Microsoft Word, and basic Microsoft Publisher. Space is limited and pre-registration is required, so don't just show up on Saturday. 263-6930. That's every Saturday, including this Saturday. I believe on a previous morning show we already mentioned, but the North Idaho Veterans Stand Down is this weekend. That's the 13th of May, this Saturday, the 24th North Idaho Veterans Stand Down, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. That's down in Coeur d'Alene. Assisting veterans and their families in eastern Washington and North Idaho, including Bonner County, with the opportunity to meet personally with VA healthcare and benefits representatives, plus organizations that provide medical, dental, counseling, housing, clothing repair, food assistance, haircuts, massages, and bike repair will be available to veterans who come into the North Idaho Veterans Stand Down. We've talked to Bill Collier on this show about that in years
yes,
past.
And yes, it's an important event.
Sure is.
For the veterans to reconnect and to get services. I think Bill talked about the number of veterans who slipped through the cracks, and this is a good way for them to become connected again, which is very important for the incredible job that they've done for this country.
I'll give you the phone number is 664-3095 for more information about the North Idaho Veterans Stand Down. 664-3095. There is a home buyer education class on the 13th as well. Bonner Community Housing Agency, 819 Highway 2, number 204. Finally home buyer education class from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Learn how to navigate the home buying process, find the right lender, avoid costly mistakes, and possibly qualify for down payment assistance. 263-5720 for more information about that. On the 13th as well, pie and whiskey and mothers.
A winning combination.
Lost Horse Press presents Pie and Whiskey and Mothers, a reading, pie-eating, whiskey-drinking book signing event featuring writers Kate Lebo and Sam Ligon. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but let's hope I got close. The celebration of pie, whiskey, and motherhood is brought to you by the folks who founded the event for Spokane's Get Lit Festival. Starts at 1 p.m. at Sandpoint Library's Rude Girls Room, 1407 Cedar Street. Samplings of pie and whiskey for all. Now, that's interesting. They can serve whiskey at the library? Who knew? Well, maybe I shouldn't call any attention to that fact. Who knows? 255-4410.
I'm sure they've worked out the details.
I'm sure that they have. All the appropriate permits are in place. The Bonner County Human Rights Task Force is hosting a safe zone workshop from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Sandpoint Community Hall on Saturday as well, creating safe spaces for all youth to express themselves and reach their full potential. Register at eventbrite.com. It's 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Sandpoint Community Hall. The Farmers Market is back. It was back last Saturday. I think the first one was last Saturday, and it's going on this Saturday as well.
Great signal that spring is sort of semi-exiting the door, not quite, because there's still a lot of snow left up on Mount Baldy. Mm-hmm. But you just got to love what the arrival of the farmer market mean. I mean, I can't think of a greater social event than Saturdays and Wednesday afternoons where you get to see everybody. And just that's why we live in a small town mm-hmm. like this.
We have a handwritten note here from a previous morning show host. The 13th Idaho Trails Association Volunteer Appreciation and Public Education. It's 2 to 6 p.m. on the 13th. 877 Heath Lake Road dinner. More information at idahotrailsassociation.org. That's the Idaho Trails Association Volunteer Appreciation and Public Education presentation from 2 to 6 p.m. on the 13th. And then we're into Mother's Day.
There's a lot going on this weekend. I mean, one could get to a Sunday evening and just collapse and say, boy, thank goodness I have Monday through Friday to regroup my energies.
We already mentioned, of course, the Mother's Day concert with the Two Boy Sopranos Presbyterian Church.
Let's do that again. Yeah. That is with Cody and Andrew. And boy, if you heard them this morning, wow, if you didn't, we do have a podcast that will be coming up.
True.
Two Boy Sopranos in concert this Sunday, May 14th, 5 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, 417th North 4th Avenue. It's put on by the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. If you want more information, 265-4444. And let's get out there and support not only these two young men, but also just simply what Karen Wiedemeyer and her staff are doing for the incredible well-being of this community.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that they've got quite a few. They've got some summertime events coming up that look really interesting.
We'll talk more about the one on the 23rd.
What I was going to say was that's the Presbyterian Church is on the corner of 4th and Alder Street.
Of course.
Yes.
There we go.
The Sandpoint BID, the Business Improving District, is hosting listening sessions next week from the 15th through the 23rd. I just wanted to mention that. And also don't forget that next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, is the Lake Pondre School District and East Bonner County Library District trustee election. That's next Tuesday. Polls are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And
want to remind everybody of the Viggo Mortensen Art Auction. It's a benefit for 88.5 KRFY and the University of Idaho Cyclocross course. Boy, is that a tongue twister. The auction goes on from May 6th to May 21st, and you can go to the website, krfy.org, or biddingforgood.com/KRFY, where you can bid on items that have been signed by Viggo Mortensen, books, photographs, and CDs. It's a fundraiser, so a very important event that is taking place.
We're just about out of time here, so
I will mention one more thing briefly, and while you queue up who's going to be on the morning shows next week, coming up on the June 9th and 10th, up here in this studio is going to be our annual on-air membership drive, live, 2 days, Friday, June 9th, Saturday, June 10th. It's open to the public. Come on down here if you've never seen our operation. Just stop in, say hello, and if you're a member, we'll throw our arms around you. And if you're not a member, sign up, and then we will throw our arms around you and welcome you to the KRFY family. So that's just down the road. You're going to be hearing more about that.
Next week on The Morning Show, Tuesday, May 16th, we've got Phil and Julie with guests David Price Williams from the Sandpoint Sustainability Community. That sounds like an interesting one. 8 a.m. on 88.5 KRFY on Tuesday, May 16th. Then on Wednesday, the 17th, they'll be reviewing the results of the previous night's Lake Pendere School District trustee election. Second interview that day will feature organizers of the upcoming Chafe 150 Grand Fondo bike ride. Elena Westfall and Dr. Joy Jansen will be in here. That's on Wednesday. And then you and I, Jim, are back here on Thursday, May 18th with Jennifer McDonald from 101 Women of Sandpoint.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's at 8 a.m. on 88.5 KRFY all next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Do tune in. Join us again. Now it's time for Bird Note, shall we?
Let's listen to the birds.
Here we go. Thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY, Bird Note, and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long right here.